Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are here for another episode of the Duck Call Room. Look, we want to thank y'all so much for the overwhelming response to our first picture request. So there's
overwhelming.
We have got a lot of firsts. We've got first deer, first ducks, first
dove,
first doves, first fish, first everything. And you know what that says, Si?
They're still hope
for
this country,
for America.
That's right, boys.
Because there's little boys and girls.
They're like toting guns and killing stuff.
And hunting and fishing. And there's little Brian would say, loving every day.
That's right, enjoying God's creation.
Si said it means they're still listening.
Yeah, well, that is.
Right. Well, they are.
Yeah, they are listening.
Which is also surprising.
They are listening, which is
And
which
it's going to get
awesome,
dark tonight.
Boy. Which yeah. is awesome.
They're listening to us. They ain't just hearing us. So that's right, a good boy. Thing. That's But look, on that thread, why don't Si?
Yes.
Your earliest hunting or fishing memory, what is it? I'm curious.
That would be with my dad when I was in what? It would have to be, okay, Vivian, I went to the first grade.
Was that 1800s or 1900s?
Well, hey, I don't know.
Both
anyway,
of them.
Anyway, I was in the first grade. We go to Black Bow, get in the boat, a wooden boat that my father and my uncle built. Made.
That's good.
Okay. Put a motor on it, and then we go to the blind. You get in it, and we're sitting there, and the first thing Dad does is, Marv, you need to check, see how many ducks are out there on the water surrounding the blind. So Uncle Marv goes, quack, quack. He got an answer over here behind us, said, there's a bunch behind us. They turn this way, down the other side. They answered. You know, he said, there's two bunches. He said, well, check out in front, you know. Then he got checked out front. There was four groups of mallards around us. So daylight breaks, nothing comes in. They're calling it a bunch. Didn't work. Well, I noticed there's a duck out there swimming around, not far away. And about time I said, Daddy, can I shoot him?
Shoot him.
You know, he went under, okay?
Uh-oh.
And Daddy said, here's the gun, 16 gauge. He said, see them three little weeds sticking up over to the left? I said, yep. He said, put your gun right there, be looking right down the barrel. And when his head pops up, shoot him. So, hey, I'm sitting there, you know. And it was just, I mean, that quick, the head, boom, boom. You know, well, it was a coot.
He done got him
a
coot.
Oh, yeah, I done killed me a coot. So, Daddy, when we got home, he said, all right, pick him. Got him, clean him all out. And he said, then go out there and get me a piece of board just big enough to put the duck on. I said, okay. So I did all this. I was fired up, y'all. I got my first duck. You know, he said, all right. He turned that oven on to broil. Okay, how's it to go? And just, he said, now, hey, look, put a lot of salt on him and heavy pepper. You know, so I just covered this sucker solid black with pepper, you know. Hey, look, put him in the oven. You know, he said, hey, give it a couple hours.
A couple hours?
Oh, yeah.
So, on broil.
Not on broil. Look. I burnt this sucker slam black, okay? One of them just charcoal. He said, now, he said, what you do is, he said, go outside and sling that duck as far as you slam and then eat the board because you'll enjoy it better.
He's making duck bacon. Yeah.
I'll never forget that because the whole time, Marv over was listening and just dying laughing, you know.
Uncle Marv. What a great Uncle time Marv. Of year to be talking about that.
Uncle Marvin. That's
oh,
stuff,
man. Man. Hey, but that fits that your first animal was a coot.
Oh, no.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For some reason, that fits with you.
Field was, I think, a teal and a pintail, Drake.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
First two ducks.
He come home and said, Dad, I've struck. You know, and he threw him on the ground. He said, what did I strike? You know, he said, I have no idea. What did I kill, Dad? He said, that's a green-winged teal drake. And he said, ooh, you got the good one there. That's a pintail bull sprig.
Bull sprig.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, boys.
Oh, man, that's fun. Yeah. First are always memorable. It doesn't matter what it is. That's
I got my tail tore up. My first.
Your first
one. I mean,
what did you kill?
First deer.
Well, what'd you get your butt whooped for?
Because I got off the stand. Daddy told me I was 8 years old, and he put me on the stand by myself. Of course, I'm sure he was close watching.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'll hear you shoot, and I'll get down. You stay on that stand. Don't get off of it if you shoot.
Well, then what did you get down for?
Because I shot a deer.
Well, I know, but you've been told by your dad. Don't get down.
He used to go to Colorado all the time, hunting. He had this big old flame orange coat, and that sucker was like a blanket to me. Boy, I loved it. It was warm. Oh, I done got hot. I done shucked that thing, throwed it on the ground. Down that stand I went over there, and I had that deer in my lap petting me. And I heard something running, a bunch of racket. And I thought, golly, another deer. And I'm over here, and my gun's at the stand. And I heard, John. And I said, I'm over here, Daddy. And, boy, he stopped. And had the look on his face, I'll never forget it. He come over and shucked him coveralls, boy. He started, well, I told you.
I told you. They're trying to get away.
They just follow.
How many times have I heard that? I told you.
You ain't hunting no more this week. I killed another deer the next day.
I done told you.
I said I hate it when they start following you.
Oh, I tried to get away from him, but boy.
Oh, no. They're quick, them adults are.
But anyway.
So you got a whooping.
I'll never forget it.
It whooped him worse.
There is something about that. Like when you first start hunting by yourself, I remember my grandparents when they finally were like, no, you old enough now. You can hunt by yourself. Mm-hmm. And that don't get out of the stand.
I'm still not old.
But as soon as you shoot something at that age, you can't get down that ladder fast enough.
Yeah.
You're like, I got to go.
Yeah, it's one of them deals.
I got to go see this thing.
Yeah, you forgot about what they said about don't get out of the stand.
Now, curiosity kills a cat on that one because you got to know. You got to know.
Well, he seen that flame orange piled up under the stand. He thought I'd done shot myself or whatever.
Scared
him. You know when they always whoop
you. That's why he whooped you. You scared him.
Yeah, that's why you... Yeah. You always hear, but they whoop you and then they tell you that you'll understand when you get a little older. That this hurts me. No, it don't hurt them.
Yes, it does.
That's tearing me up.
No. Yeah, but it does hurt them. It does hurt them, too.
But I do understand. You know, that's kind of
when you get kids on it, you'll understand. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, trust me. God was whooped his enough on his own. Yeah.
The thing people think
she understands?
The thing that gets me about it is everybody says God don't have a sense of humor. Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does. Because, hey, he made a bush grow in our yard, okay, and it done one thing. It grew the best switches here on this earth.
Yeah, and don't bring no little
okay.
ones.
No. That was the insult. That hurt me more than the whipping. Okay, you had to go get your own measure of destruction.
I know it.
Yeah,
okay, so I got smart. I got smart in smart age is what I called it.
Yeah.
So I went out there and I grabbed it, and before I broke it off, I tried it.
Yeah.
I said, that narrow lasts about 3 or 4 licks, and I'll be in good. So I broke it off and come back and give it to Mama. You know, and it was that I told you started. Yeah. She started eating them legs up for that little thing because all she had to do was do her hand like this.
Yeah.
And that thing would just eat you alive.
Worse than a baby.
Well, yeah. So it broke after about the 5th lick. Mm. And she said, young man, go get me another one. And she said, you better make it a good one or we'll sit here today and pick that whole bush.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Look, she whooped me with that one for about 8 months. Look, and I'm serious.
You
I'm
got
serious.
A good one.
Hey,
in a
oh,
pot of
no.
Water.
What are you talking about? You're talking about stupid. Okay. She whooped me with that thing for 8 months, and when it broke, she literally cried crocodile tears.
Oh, man.
Boy, that was a good one.
I had Mr. Flint. When I worked out there at Riverwood, with that Flint ink paddle that you mix that ink with, I brought one of them home. I'd tell her, you don't make me get Mr. Flint.
Oh, no, they had one in school, and the guy, coach, he took and drilled about one of them big drills, okay, bit, and drilled some air holes in it. And the bad part was you could hear it whistling before it popped you.
Like one of them bombs.
Oh, no. Hey. Yeah, hey, that thing was sucking air, and so was you when he popped that butt. Because, hey,
on the whooping episode.
No, I'm serious. Hey, when we grew up, hey, the teachers would grab you and paddle your tail.
Three licks.
Okay, three licks.
Three licks ain't going to be bad.
No, our coach couldn't count.
But three's all you needed.
I was fixing that. Coach couldn't count then. Okay, he must not have graduated high school because he couldn't count.
They still did that in the 2000s because I got one.
I got one.
I saw that shadow coming too.
I looked
Coach Ainsworth, if you listen to this, I love you. But daggum, you didn't have to get all 5'7" of you into that paddle.
Yeah, Coach Bristow swings hard too. I looked at the wall and I could see the reflection in his diploma, and I tensed up.
I could just see that shadow. And I said, uh-oh.
Yeah, something bad.
I deserved it.
No, that's all Dad ever asked me when he whooped me.
Yeah.
Did you deserve it?
Absolutely.
And the one time that he had pure child abuse, no, I didn't. Yeah. Okay.
All but one.
Oh, no. Hey, he drew blood on that one.
Well, you deserved a whooping.
Well,
you didn't deserve a beating.
Yeah, I didn't deserve a flogging, okay?
I wanted you to remember it.
Let's stay disciplined and take our first break. We'll be back. All right, we're back. Look, I don't know how we ended up down that road again, but I'll leave you with this. Yeah, I'll leave you with this, though, parents. Spare the rod, spoil your child.
Oh, boy.
Here's what I can tell you. None of us were spoiled.
No. Hey.
Because that rod was everything but spared. I think Mom and Dad, mine wasn't Mom and Dad. Mine was Mama and Papa, but I think they went through a few rods on me. I don't think we stopped at just one. But look, they're the ones that took me hunting and fishing and everything, and I'll never forget. Well, I got two of them that are just as vivid in my mind as the day they happened. One of them was deer. I was hunting by myself. I'd been hunting. I broke my wrist. My neighbor broke my wrist. We was playing football in the backyard.
That's what I'd say.
No, so I had a cast on, and I was right-handed, but it was my right hand. So I was sitting there deer hunting. And that cast makes a pretty good gun rest whenever it's deer season, just so you know. I was sitting on a little ladder in the woods, and this big buck come stepping out. I'm talking, all I could see was antlers. He stepped out about 30 yards broadside, and I had 270. I was like, oh, yeah.
Whop! Here we go, bam.
Got him. Yeah. Big buck. He would have scored about 11. inches. He was old Spike Buck, son, but all I could see was them antlers. And he was standing out there in front of me.
Man,
and I had to have him. And then, you know, they come down there and said, "What'd you get?" I said, "Oh, big old buck. You know, I was fired up, son. I had deer blood on that cast from dragging him and skinning him. But the other one was the first time they let me take the boat out by myself. I think I was 10 or 11. I wasn't very old. But I wanted to go bass fishing. You know, I was like everybody else. I was watching Bill Dance. So I done got off them crappies, and let's go catch some in bass everybody catching on TV. And we was on Lafourche Lake, and we had camp down there. Papa said, "Well, just take the boat across the lake and go try to catch you one." And I was like, "That's a big deal. First time you get to go out in a boat by yourself. Like, I'm running the motor and everything. That's a big deal now." So I get over there. I throw up next to this bush, tiny torpedo. Baby bass color. I'll never forget it. Popped about three times. Bloosh. I said, "Ooh, a rat." Got him up there. He about 3 pounds. He jumping everywhere. Well, see, I've been watching them boys. So I had to get down there and lip him by the boat. I didn't know nothing about no boat flipping at that point. And when I grabbed a hold of that thing, he slung that treble hook so far in my finger. And I still got a knot right there. You can see it, Goblin. Got a knot right there where that hook went all the way in. Well, now I'm in panic mode. I'm attached to a bass about 3 pounds that will not quit moving.
He's trying to still get off.
I mean,
he thinks he's trying to swim. He thinks he's still in the water.
Yeah.
So, you know what I do? Well, you got to hold the fish with this hand, and then you attach to this one. What else you got?
You yank it?
The only thing you got left is your teeth. So I reached up there with my teeth and yanked that hook out.
Ah!
Now, at what point, if that fish turns his head one way or the other, now not only am I hooked in my finger, but I'm like him, huh?
Yeah, yeah, he's hooked you too.
I panicked, you know? I panicked. Oh, yeah, but when you don't know no better. But that's the beauty about being young and all this stuff we're seeing, the first timers in the outdoors, that's the fun part of all the learning curve that comes with it.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no telling when I grew up deer hunting how many deer I scared off
before I
ever saw one.
Yeah.
And not to mention, once I finally saw one, they wasn't near as big as I thought they were. Like, I was sitting there looking for a daggum elephant walking through the woods.
Looking up the tree, squirrel hunting.
Yeah. You're looking down there for something 8 foot tall walking across the road. You know, you just don't know that.
They're right there.
Yeah.
You were talking about that first squirrel I killed? I'd watched him for 15 minutes. Until it just finally struck me, dummy, this is what you're hunting. Because he was up there, he was eating and watching me, eating a pecan and watching me dropping stuff all over me. You know, and then when I finally said, good grief, you know, boom.
He was just daring you.
Yeah.
He said, here I am, son.
I'm right here. I'm making you a pecan pie.
I'm ready
right
to
now.
Go. Yeah. Oh, he's having big time.
Oh, man. Johnny D, your first deer story ought to be vivid.
Well, yeah, it was like a couple of days ago. No. it was a couple years ago, but it just happened. Yeah, it was recent. I didn't grow up hunting at all. My dad didn't hunt. He fished. If he had time off, he wasn't wasting it in the woods. He was on water. That's his thing, as evident by his career choice. So I didn't really hunt till I worked here, which I do have a cool. I took my dad duck hunting for the first time like 5 years ago, and he shot his first duck at that age. And it was because I took him, so
but
that
he ain't
was,
been back.
Yeah, it's not for him.
No,
he's gotta go fishing.
He ain't about that life. I can appreciate that.
But my best story from my childhood fishing wise, because I didn't hunt. I did shoot a squirrel in the backyard once, and it scarred me for a while. It was not properly done. I was so sad. I watched a lot of Animal Planet, and I popped that thing square in the spine, and it couldn't move, and it was screaming, and I was. I'll never forget it. And I took it to my papa, and we skinned it, and we ate it. And I still have the tail to the first squirrel I ever killed.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then...
Squirrel's good.
That's cool. Yeah. Oh, hey, that's my favorite wild game.
Squirrel.
Let me ask you a question. Did Dave throw the fish on top of your Cokes in the ice chest?
Mm-mm. No.
I hated drinking them slimy Cokes. I hate it.
We had a live well. And
no, not us. No, not so, us. Mamaw wouldn't do that. Mamaw wasn't about that live well back. Then you got to get in there and clean that live well out. It'll get the stinking on you.
We had a we had a trolling motor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But me and my dad.
Sculling man.
Sculling man. I can scull the best of them.
I'm telling you, hey.
Yeah, he would take me all the time, but I always wanted to mount a fish. And he caught like a 9-pound bass when I was little. It was the biggest fish he'd ever caught, and he mounted it. So then I was on a mission. Like, I'm going to mount a fish one day because I have to, because it's what you do. So I'm going to catch a trophy. And so he made a deal with me. He said, I will mount you a fish if, because we were going crappie fishing. And he goes, if you catch one over 2 pounds tonight, I'll mount it, which is doable. But
that's a big one.
That's a good one.
That's a big one.
You know, and like, so he didn't really think it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I caught 6 crappie over 2 pounds that night.
And that's why he owns a tackle shop.
And so.
That man put you on him.
Yeah, he put me on. I figured there was no way it would happen, but he put me on him. And I still have, I told him I don't have the picture. I have a picture of me holding it up. And I have it on the wall in my parents' house still. That fish. So.
I got my first 2-pound crappie mounted too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I got a 349 mounted.
That was a bull.
I'd love to say that was skill, but I was bass fishing and he ate a crankbait. So. You know what? Still counts the same.
It's still.
Hold on, he still weighed 349.
That's huge.
And that's a bull.
Yeah. Where?
All out there in one of them subdivision lakes.
High fence fishing.
Hey, that plays anything but high fence fishing because them boys fish that pond all the time. Like, yeah. I mean, that's a tough pond to catch them on, but it's got biggins.
Well, hey, the biggest place to go catch good crappie and all that is golf course ponds.
Golf course, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
I've got runoff from a many of them.
Oh, no. I caught one elsewhere in Huntsville that I worked on. He had weighed 4.
Yeah.
I didn't weigh him, but I'm telling you, hey, that joker was a bull.
Big.
He was a big one.
Oh, big. Did you eat him?
Nope.
Turned him loose?
Turtle ate him.
Oh, I forgot.
I remember. Yeah. I asked for pictures. Yeah. I said, "Sir, you got a picture of that thing?" He said, turtle ate him. I said, that's what I'd have said.
Look, I had about 25 bass and crappie on the stringer, okay, and 1 4-pound crappie, and all that was left was the lips. That big loggerhead turtle ate every bit of him. He's the only one he touched.
Freaking turtles.
Didn't fool with none of the rest of them. I said, if I could see you, I'd put a bullet in your head, buddy.
Boy, if that ain't a fishing story, I ain't heard that one made there,
me,
son.
The old boy told me. The old boy told me.
That ain't
Georgia.
Even the big one that got away. That's the big one that
he was on
just disappeared.
He was on the stringer. That's the bad part about that.
4 pounds.
The guy told me, he said, man, you need to go put him in your cooler at the truck.
No.
I said, no, that truck's up there 1,000 yards. They biting. I'm fixing to catch me some
you
more.
You done got cocky.
Yeah.
I said, no, I don't need it.
No, I don't need it.
Pride goeth before
the
fall.
And I grabbed it to look at it. When I lifted it up, I said, what's wrong with this darn stringer? And then I turned and looked. There it all, just half of his head, his eyes and his lips. You know, I said, you talking about pitiful. I want to take dynamite and blow that pond up. They kill everything.
I'd have cut the levee and just drained.
Oh, no. I wanted to blow everything up in it. Hey.
I love a good fishing story. All right, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after.
All right.
Good fishing. Yeah.
Well, here's the problem.
You don't take
Johnny D.
What's the problem?
Your first deer, I you called me.
Stop it.
And I'll never forget.
I was nervous.
What did he call you?
He called me and said, well, he couldn't talk. I said, all right, calm down, call me back.
Yeah. Calm down, call me again.
Hey, back to my first fish. Yeah. Look, there he is.
Oh, that's
not my first fish.
No, but you let him eat it, son. Yeah. He had been there a minute.
He was bleeding. Look at that Johnson. Look at that cool picture frame it's in, too.
Yeah, when he woke up, he finally realized that
y'all.
He had a fit. The cork was gone.
Yeah.
I'm changing the subject.
Where's my
look,
cork?
There he is on the wall.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Leave
but
me
no,
about
let's go
my
back
deer.
To you.
Okay,
to you
so
deer.
Here's the deal.
I wish I still saved all my text messages because I said, all right, calm down. Call me back.
I probably have it.
I said, but send me a picture of the video because I knew they were filming. Like, video the video. Send it to me.
Yeah.
Let me see where you hit him.
I squared him up.
This video was so shaky. You could not. He was so nervous. He couldn't even
video it. All right, let me get it to my computer.
Let me just tell you this. This is the shakiest piece of video.
Yeah, it's going to take
10 minutes after the deer's been shot.
It's going to take me a second to
after
show
the
si.
Deer's been shot.
He been gone.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because look, I got the arrow right here at 6:15 in the video.
You shot him with a boat.
Crossbow.
Okay.
Look at him. Look how good of a deer he is.
But you broke all the rules of first deer.
What?
You go out there and kill this dang mega hammer. Everybody's first deer should be a buttonhead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Here's the video.
Look, this is what he sends
me.
Not
a bull.
This is what he sends me to say, can you see my shot? Is it good? Look how shaky. That's him holding the phone. That's how much he's shaking.
There's a thing called buck fever.
Oh, I seen it exactly.
And it is real.
I mean, it's just, and this is after the deer has done this. It's over.
You should have seen what he looked like in the scope.
Boom.
I saw him. I saw underneath him.
I finally got a good enough video. I said, oh, yeah, he dead. He ain't far.
And I didn't know.
No, he didn't run far. He went about 80 yards.
Not even.
Yeah.
He went right over a little hill, so you couldn't see. But I heard him crash. And so I was like, we got to find him. Then I was with Willie, and I didn't want Willie to spank me, Godwin. And he said, you don't get out of that stand until I show up.
Well, he was old enough to understand what that really meant.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I told John David, I said, go find him, man. He don't care. Go out there and find that sucker.
I wanted to really bad, but Willie wanted to train Spaz, too.
Oh, yeah.
So Spaz was with us.
Oh, that's it.
And then we found him.
But you kill 130-inch deer for your first one.
Yeah,
well, you might as well hang it up.
Yeah.
That's all
it. It ain't getting no better than that.
He's a big old 8-point. He's up. Hey.
Where'd you kill him at?
In Louisiana.
That's a Louisiana deer?
Yeah.
Good
grief.
Good gracious. Anyways, right now, you know where he's at?
Where?
Right next to my Christmas tree. Just sitting up there.
Tree, boys.
He's Rudolph. Yeah. My kids call him Rudolph.
He's having a Mexican standoff.
We should paint his nose. I've actually thought that.
You better be careful now. Them deer this time of year like to rub them cedar trees.
No, how much money
your Christmas tree be knocked over?
If you made a red nose for deer mounts, that's a brilliant idea. Somebody steal it. I'll buy them from you.
Why not just paint it? I mean, the nose is painted anyway.
That's it. Paint it. Boy.
Yeah. Paint it. After Christmas, paint it.
Paint it black again.
Paint it black again.
Put a little primer on it and go with it. Goblin, what was your first deer? Doe deer?
Buttonhead.
Buttonhead.
Well, there was two deer come out. And
I waited till
Daddy always said the buck's in the back.
Yeah.
So I shot the back deer. I didn't know it was
And this buck was trailing his mama.
Probably.
Which is fine. Ain't nothing wrong. Look, your first deer, who cares what it is? Nobody cares what it is. It's your first deer. Most of the first deer are button heads or spikes or because everybody knows they're like a young male human. They're not very bright.
No, they.
To be fair to myself, though, if I wasn't so shaky, my first deer would have been a doe.
There
it was one of those size shots.
Oh, yeah.
It went over there somewhere.
Yeah, my first one was a button head. My second one was a spike. My third one was like a 3-point. I mean, I was heck on them young bucks growing up.
He's tough on them young ones.
Yeah.
Them young ones.
But you get to a point there where then all of a sudden you're like, I want to kill a big one. So then you'd rather just kill a doe than you would a young buck. So that's where y'all graduate to. But I tell you this, them young ones taste just as good as them old ones and vice versa. They all good to eat. Oh, and they way better than a duck. I don't care what anybody says.
You know what's even better than a duck? Chicken.
Yeah,
I said it.
I don't.
Chicken boys.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
My first duck was a mallard hen.
Mallard hen. Ground swatter?
Cane Hill Road. No, she
didn't.
I should have let her land, but I didn't.
I remember my first duck that I confirmed killed by myself was a mallard drake in Holly Ridge, Louisiana, in a skid blind.
I don't want to tell my first
duck. Now, I went duck hunting a lot before then, and it was eight guys in a pit blind, and everybody standing up, boom, bow, ducks falling everywhere. I don't know if I killed one or not. Yeah. Like, you know, all I knew is I was pointing and blasting and having the time of my life. Yeah. And I was like, Sido, everyone that come in there, I got him.
Mm.
I got everyone. Every time that dog bring it back, give me my duck. Give me my duck. I was claiming all of them, son. Give me a thing.
Claiming them all, boys.
I didn't know no better.
My first duck was a coot.
There you go.
And that's driving me every time I start to tell a story. I get more and more like Si.
Look at you.
I shot a coot. We were hunting hard. My buddy Jimmy would take me hunting with him on the old public land, and we had a little spot, and we hunted hard, and we never could kill anything. One day, a coot right before we left, I said, "Well, this is it, boys. I'm doing it."
He comes swimming in, ground slot.
Yeah,
I like it.
I said it's time.
Heck yeah!
And then the one time we had, I'll never forget it. We had a group of four mallards just lightening the decoys.
And y'all didn't
beautifully,
kill none of them.
Right? Listen, and we didn't kill any of them because a game warden was checking us at the moment.
Oh, I told him, hand me my gun.
He pulled up on us. And I was like, I didn't know the rules because I was so new to it all. And I was like,
no.
I'm about to shoot. And I'm looking at him. I'm holding my gun. He's looking at me. And I was like,
I've had him walk out there that pit blind. I said, get in here. We still hunting. Get on in here and check.
Hey, I ain't got my limits yet.
Yeah, we ain't done.
And then that game.
Get on down in here, son.
I had a buddy of mine. We're sitting there and they're checking us. And a squirrel runs in between us. My buddy was right to kill that squirrel. It was open. Scared them game wardens, and they settle down. I said, we out here hunting.
Yeah.
We come for meat.
Yeah. And there's
a
squirrel.
I don't hear nothing. He was safe. I said, he killed a squirrel. Wasn't no problem. He said, yeah, but I said, ain't no yeah, but nothing. I'm hunting.
You came to me.
You came to me. I said, hey, don't get in the way of me hunting. Trying to get some meat.
Doggone it. We hungry around here.
We hungry around
I'm
here.
I'm hungry right
especially
now.
For squirrel.
Are you? Well, then let's take a break and get a snack. How about
that? That sounds good.
I love snacks.
She's
going to
take a snack, boy.
Hey, enough about us.
Yeah. Let's get in that inbox and let's just talk about a couple of our first.
Okay,
timers.
So this is actually really hard, and I just want to thank everybody for sending in what you got. But I was like, I'm going to make a folder because I didn't think we'd get as many as we did. My keychain's going off. And we got a ton of them. So.
Well, pick one. And
are you ready?
Yeah.
This is my man, Jacob. Let me pull it up for y'all to see. Why am I so terrible at this all of a sudden?
I give up.
All right, here's Jacob. Right there. Boom.
My man,
boom.
Jacob. Look at that. That's
12
his first
years
one?
Old. First deer killed during youth modern gun and on their farm in Kentucky. Jacob was born deaf and had some challenges in life, but it has never slowed him down, as made evident by that deer right there on the ground.
No.
And Jacob? He's never met a stranger, and he watches both of our podcasts, Unashamed and the Good
Kid.
One.
What's and the Good One? Podcast.
The Duck Call Room.
Well, Jacob, congrats, man. Yep. You smoked him, too.
Awesome. Jacob from Kentucky.
Kentucky.
You're just beginning now.
That's pretty awesome.
He's up there with Daniel Boone, boy.
He was born deaf, and he's still out there deer hunting.
That's it.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I love it.
That is.
Well, that's fine. You can't hear deer anyway.
They do walk on cats' feet, don't they?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They're
But that's awesome. Good for him, man. That is fantastic.
And then I got another one from Uncle Nate.
Uncle Nate.
Uncle Nate is kind of my hero because Uncle Nate told a story.
He kind of like Uncle Cracker?
I don't know.
Oh.
Where's Uncle Nate from? Anyway, Uncle Nate was allowed to go on his first solo fishing trip when he was 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nate Dogg.
He loaded the boat.
Si, he got that turtle to Nate your crappy.
Got the turtle.
He got it.
Good for you, Nate.
So he took his bicycle to the park, and his dad thought he'd come back with nothing, right? Like your first solo, it ain't going to end up good. He comes back with a turtle on one handlebar and a whole dozen bluegill on the other one. Riding up on his bicycle, so his dad snapped this photo of him.
Yeah.
And now Uncle Nate's just passing it on. That's him and his niece.
Look at there.
Teaching her how to catch crappie. We're not really sure how to pronounce your name. We think it's Kaylee.
Yeah, hey, old Nate come in there and said, Dad, sharpen your knife.
That's it. We're gonna have
fried fish and turtle soup. So let's roll.
Oh, so yeah, we got Si, tell me a number 1 through 20.
What's on your stringer?
Go. 1 through 20, Si.
On that?
Just any. No, not on that. Just a number.
Pick one. Pick
seven. A number.
Number seven.
Lucky two, number seven.
Seven come 11, boys. Roll them dice.
All right.
Roll them bones.
See, and I love pictures like this.
Uh-oh.
My man's just sitting there waiting, and he hadn't killed anything yet.
But he's looking.
But he's got snacks.
And he's there.
And
speaking
he's
of snacks.
There.
Look at there.
Look, speaking of snacks, I got to tell y'all something. I can't believe I went this long without telling y'all.
What?
Last night, I had my first Christmas tree cake of the year.
What'd you do, buy one?
I bought a box of them.
Whoa.
Or I didn't buy them. Brittany bought them. Now, you want to know the best part about them? I mean, it was good. Man, fresh. But she messed around and bought the megas, them old big Christmas tree cake. Johnny D, I'm sorry you're on that House of Pain membership, but this will get you kicked
out. You
can't
eat none of them.
But that's always a reward day, Johnny D.
Always a reward day. Hey, so I went just the other day to Walmart, and this is my buggy right there. That's not really my buggy, but somebody sent us that picture in. They didn't say who they were or their name.
Is that Christmas tree cake?
And it is.
That's why we can never find them.
Hey, the big ones?
I don't know which ones, but there's enough little ones there to make a big one. Yeah. So.
Martin, got the buggy full, boys.
While recording this podcast, literally 5 minutes ago, I got an email that said, for Martin, reference, Little Debbie Ice Cream. A loyal fan of the Duck Call Room, Cassandra, writes, she wanted to let you know where they were because we haven't found the ice cream.
Yeah, I ain't seen it yet.
I won't.
She emailed Little Debbie herself asking for a location that sells it in our area just for us.
Did they have one?
As of this morning. Walmart on Louisville Avenue in Monroe.
All right, I'll be
has
right.
Has Little Debbie
we
ice cream.
We go home, boy.
We're out.
We're out.
I got that while
we'll
were recording.
We'll see you next week.
Hold on. Time out. I'm texting Brittany right now.
Uh-oh.
Hey, he's sending the woman boys Brittany, right now on a Little
on
Debbie ice cream run.
Yeah.
All right, and then I want to get back on these deer photos.
Get two gallons of it because I want a gallon.
He wants a gallon, boys.
You want a gallon? All right, here's my man, Tackett.
Pack it, boy.
Pack it.
Tackett.
Tackett.
Oh, that's the perfect size.
Oh, that's Tackett. And he tacked that dope.
That's awesome.
8 years old, dropped that thing at 24 yards during Texas bow season.
My man Tackett went to Phil Robertson School of Deer Management.
Yeah. hey, that's good. That's perfect.
That one's good. And look.
I love it.
His dad was super proud because when they got there, he prayed and thanked the good Lord. That he got to kill his first deer.
You called it a doe. Are those knots I see on that one?
I can't tell.
Because if so, that's how you're supposed to start deer.
I think that's a buttonhead.
Amen. Good for him. That he has got a long future in the world
Tackett's of hunting. Dad just says deer. And I lost my favorite picture because there's just so many of them.
Look at the smile, though. You can't replicate that smile anywhere.
Nope. No, and look,
I just provided for my family.
I did that.
Yeah, I just did that. We're going
to
eat this.
I wish we had the picture after it, because if they don't do it in Texas and need to, where's the picture with all the blood on his face?
That's right, yeah,
because right. You got to be initiated right.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, sure.
Fire away. I've never had more fun reading emails than I did today.
Well, I mean, these are cool moments for people. Yeah.
Look at this guy. Who's I'm as resident
he done
fish judger
for many fish. He's done got burned up, took his shirt off.
That's exactly how you're supposed to catch a fish.
Absolutely, he's holding it right.
Blue Crocs with no shirt on. He turned 5 literally yesterday from when we're filming this,
and caught him a biggin.
And what he asked for was flutes, crankbaits, and a pair of boots for his 5th birthday. This is my man Grantley.
He's registered at Bass Pro.
Grantley. It's all right with you, Grant. I'm just going to call you Grant.
He'd rather be outside practicing casting than inside watching TV, and that's a proud dad. His dad sent this in. I just like the fact that he's dressed for the job.
Hey, right.
Dressed for the job you want, not the one you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'll end up like Si.
Yeah.
Kudos.
I mean, I've got literally there's 60-something of these, I think.
Wow.
So
you didn't make a scrapbook.
I know. I don't even know how to go through them all.
Brittany said, "On it."
Oh, she going to get the ice cream?
She's bring it up here. Tell her to bring it up.
Now that's a good woman right there, boys.
That is important.
I'm here to tell you.
I love it. I'm on it.
But we also got a bunch of pictures, and it's not even people with animals, but it's just them and their families hunting,
which is fantastic. Which is what hunting and fishing and everything, even if you're a camper, hiker, kayaker, whatever. Outside, that's what it's about. That's why we do it.
It's about the fellowship.
It's about the fellowship. Yep. It's about the connection with the Creator, because even inside this room right here, you can't feel that. I mean, we all laugh and have a good time, but just like this morning, I went speckled belly goose hunting. We didn't kill nothing. Well, we killed one. Might as well not kill nothing.
Yeah, might as well not kill nothing.
But you know what? I turned and looked over my right shoulder for about 30 minutes, and I watched that sun come up. Hmm. And, man, if that kind of sunrise can happen in North Louisiana, imagine the sunrise going to happen in heaven.
What are you talking about?
I mean, are you kidding me? And you know what happened in heaven? Them speckled bellies actually worked, too, because them suckers wouldn't do nothing this morning. Sorry, rascals. No wind.
Ain't many people get to hear the woods wake up.
I love watching them wake up, and I love watching them go to bed. Mm-hmm. I do. I thoroughly enjoy that. But let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this. All right, and we're back. Look, Si,
what?
We're going to kick off this last one thanking our fans. Look, they still send us some great stuff. One of them sent you a Christmas present, and I put it in that box right beside you. So if you want to take a minute and look in that box.
Please do.
Uh-oh.
Uncle Si's Christmas present here.
That thing heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy. You know why?
Oh, Lord.
All right. He's laughing.
Hey,
Christine's.
What is it? Okay, look. This is so funny, okay?
We're terrible at opening boxes.
Yeah, you got. Okay. This is called the bod.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, it's for men. Okay, Lisa and Al Robertson gave me this as a gag gift one Christmas. Okay, but the gag is on them. I went home, okay, and I've got this plus deodorant that I mix.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
With a little cat pee?
Well, no. I put, Oh, and this has to got body wash, too.
There's body wash.
He's excited.
There's
now.
Fragrance body spray.
Well, no.
There's two-in-one shampoo and conditioner.
What is that? What is
and
that
your
right
hair
there?
Hasn't seen conditioner.
This is a fragrance body spray, and I think it's the French Pour Le Corps, okay? So I was in the military for 24 and a half years, so, hey, I think that's cool. But anyway, whoever sent this, thank you very much.
She sent it out.
My wife. Yeah.
She sent a note.
Okay.
Enjoy your gift. Hope the mean redhead enjoys.
No.
Kimberly.
Hey, the mean redhead can't keep her hands off me when I wear it.
The mean redhead turns into wow.
That's right. To the wow redhead, boys. But anyway, thank you very much, okay, because this was a gag gift I was telling you. And like I mix it, okay. I put deodorant on, and then I put a little of this on the arms. And then I put it on my face. Okay.
You put it on your face?
Yes, I do. Okay.
All right. Moving on.
The next thing you know, si, I ain't wearing nothing but a
next
smile.
Next thing you know.
That's that word.
I'm here to tell you. That's good. Keep it young and fresh, si. You give me hope. You know that?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I hope one day that mean brunette I'm married to can't. I'm going to have to get some bod. See if it works that good.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm telling you now. Hey.
It works that good?
Yeah, it works
that
good.
If I walked in wearing that, Brittany said, what the crap are you wearing?
Oh, I'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
No, she would tell me, hey, I'm going to rip him clothes off of you, bad big boy.
She better not. I'm not a
big smells guy.
No, I ain't. What else we got in that inbox?
I'm just so.
I've had thousands of women tell me that, oh, my goodness, you smell so good.
I don't smell today.
I believe it.
Okay.
What was your name, Kimberly?
That was Kimberly.
Kimberly, thank you for size Christmas.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
Burning an image into my mind that will never be erased.
That's right.
And then I met a kid today, big fan, and I told him I'd give him a shout out because he was a super good kid and he was super tall. Matt from Prescott, Arizona. He's family.
That's a long walk. I met them outside.
You met them too?
They said they'd been to the honey hole. I said,
oh,
well,
I took a picture with them too then.
You did too?
When I come in, I took a picture with
him. At the honey hole.
I didn't get to know him.
Triple shout out.
Super good dude. So, hey, Matt, we appreciate you.
Martin, did you meet him?
No, I've been inside working.
Yeah, too bad.
Hey, too bad.
You lose.
You're lost.
You lose.
All right. You're lost.
Awesome.
You're lost.
Oh, they was awesome.
No, great people. I just like meeting fans, and every once in a while I meet one. I'm like, he hadn't got to watch a couple episodes, and he felt bad. And I was like, hey, guess what? Your name's getting on an episode today because I'm about to film one.
I bet he watches this one.
I bet he does. Anyway, Gina from Fairgrove, Missouri, asked a very, very important question
that
needs to be answered for Americans to know the proper way to celebrate Christmas. When do y'all start decorating for Christmas, and when do you start listening to Christmas songs?
Day after Thanksgiving.
Heated debate. Go. Yep.
Day after Thanksgiving.
I do it all year long.
Yep. And that's true.
I'm serious.
Yeah. What?
Look, you can get
I celebrate Christmas every day.
Yeah. You can get in Si's truck at any time, and you're liable to hear, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
That's it. Hey,
I love you more and more.
True story.
No, I'm serious. Hey.
Every day.
Yeah.
It's the day after. Okay. I tell you, we would go the Sunday after Thanksgiving, we'd all go get a Christmas tree, me and Paula and Johanna. And then on Christmas morning, Johanna and Paula would make Jesus a birthday cake.
That's cool.
I like that.
To me.
Did you ever eat any of it?
You bet you.
Oh, no. That's cool to me because getting Christmas trees, that was one of the neat things we'd done growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Daddy would grab an axe. Okay. We'd go to the woods.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go to the store and buy
no,
a
no, 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 no,
get
no,
an axe
it,
go
no,
to
no.
the woods.
Go to the woods and cut down.
Find the best cedar tree you can find.
Oh. It's an evergreen. Okay.
Yeah, a little cedar.
Yeah.
A little swamp cedars
yeah.
we got around
cedar,
here.
Cedar, yeah. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
But
Then we'd come home, and then they put all kinds of stuff. You know, Mama would cook up a whole bunch of popcorn. We'd string it up on strings.
What you didn't
all
eat?
All this, yeah. Well, oh, no, you had a belly full. Okay. But anyway, these were always homemade decorations.
Oh, ornaments and stuff.
Yeah, that's ornaments. Cool. All the ornaments were homemade.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
So this year, I was going to decorate my house October 1st, and go as Santa Claus for Halloween, because I don't really like Halloween. So I was like, what if we just fake Christmas all October? And then when people are like, why is your house decorated? I'm like, I'm dressing up as Christmas. But my wife wouldn't let me do that. But we already have decorated for Christmas.
Have you?
This week.
There you go.
We already did it. But also, we're in the...
I just don't want to push Thanksgiving along.
I welcome
Thanksgiving with open arms.
Yeah.
The Saints play on Thanksgiving.
Because
the leftover dressing.
Thanksgiving's like the OG, it's okay to eat too much.
Praise God.
And so
a given.
You know, that's so I don't want to rush that along. Then Christmas eventually got there. It got less about presents and more about eating, especially the older you get.
Yeah.
We're
down to Charlie Brown's Christmas tree now. Everybody's gone.
And I have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. So,
you're still.
I've never been more excited. I'm more excited about this Christmas than any Christmas before.
Yeah.
Because, we're in prime time.
Yeah. Your oldest is old enough now to really understand what's going on. And your two youngest, they could unwrap an empty box, and they're still fired.
Yeah, and it's just like that. My little girl's running around the house yelling ho, ho, ho on Monday night because we're decorating. And I'm like, these are the good old days, and I'm just watching it and I'm having the time of my life with it. So,
if
you want to put up Christmas decorations and
you
watch.
You put them up whenever you want to.
Yeah.
I just prefer the music to wait, for radio and stuff.
We watched
until
Home Alone
then.
Already.
Oh, I've already watched Christmas Vacation.
The year LSU won the championship, Al and them left their Christmas decoration. He said, I'm leaving them up till they win another.
Well, he
finally just took everything down.
Put it down, boy.
They stayed up for a long time.
I have a joke there, but I'm not.
Did you see my new Christmas decoration for this year? I put it on Instagram. I got the leg lamp.
It's
on the far right corner of my house in the front window, just for my whole neighborhood. Every time they pass by, they see just an illuminated leg.
Si, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Have we talked about this?
I don't know.
You see your eye. I don't know the name of it. James Stewart's stars in it.
James Stewart.
It's
A Wonderful Life.
It's A Wonderful
Life. Wonderful Life.
That's it. Yeah.
He's got the really good one. We're all A Christmas Story, Elf, Home Alone, and Christmas Vacation.
No, Home Alone's cool.
Home Alone's a good one.
Okay, because I like the thieves, and he gives them thieves.
He's back on that Marv bag.
He gives them what for?
The Wet Bandits. Yeah. The first time Carter saw that, he started booby trapping our house everywhere.
Mm.
But he wasn't very good at it. But you'd be walking through a doorway and just run through a piece of tape, and you'd be like, what is going on? And he'd pop out and just start laughing at you and run off.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, our house is booby-trapped.
Leave it to kids.
I love Rudolph.
I love it.
Rudolph. The claymation Rudolph.
Yeah. Brittany's favorite is a claymation, The Year Without a Santa Claus. That's her favorite one.
I don't know that.
I ain't seen that.
Oh, I've seen it a lot.
I ain't seen it.
It's a solid
Frosty,
show, though.
Frosty, the claymation Frosty.
Yeah. Used to come on CBS every day.
I probably have.
That one's decent.
Yeah. If you've watched CBS during the holidays, you've seen Frosty and Rudolph.
But most importantly, we got to get some of that ice cream.
I know.
Before Christmas.
Call Brittany and see where she's at.
Oh, I can just track her if I want to.
Is she coming here with
that Find My Friends real quick. That ain't no problem. Yeah. I ain't scared of it. She ain't got no Express VPN.
Get on up in there.
But I need to put my lights up this week. I hadn't done that yet.
Yeah, lights will be
like
that.
Do you do Christmas lights?
Yeah.
I love putting up Christmas.
Straight white.
Yeah.
Yeah, no colors.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving because that's when we have duck and dressing.
You're going to have it next Saturday.
Yeah.
Phil, yeah. Go cook it
at the latest. At the latest Sunday, if I kill a bunch of green winged teal, then y'all don't.
Oh, yeah. No.
Phil, going to cook
it. I make myself sick.
He's hungry, boys.
Oh, man. I am ready.
I'm ready.
Well, are we ready to close this out?
Martin, you got the Bible verse of the day?
Yeah, I'll go with it. Let's go. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So as we go into this Christmas season, folks, go into it with a thankful, joyful heart. Even if you don't really have a reason to necessarily be joyful, we all do, because there's this place called heaven that we can all get to.
Yep.
So
see you there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let's all meet up there.
Looking forward to it.
Amen. All right, we're out of here. We'll see y'all next time.
We gone.